What's going on? Y'all know who it is. Alex B. And today on the Anti-Poverty Message, we're going to talk about not giving up, especially in the entrepreneur journey. You know, so I'm going to use myself as the example, as well as some of my friends, because we all started this journey together. You know, if you're starting late in the entrepreneur journey, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, because I didn't know what an entrepreneur was until I was about 26 or 27. Even when I started my first business, I still didn't know what an entrepreneur was. So, let's get into the very first business. The very first business I started was called Talent Security Services. You know, it was five. When we was deployed, we got tired of these rockets and getting attacked. We're like, we got to do something else. We have to. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to die out here. We got kids and families to take care of. So, what can we do? So we came up with, our original game plan was to do bail enforcement. We wanted to be bounty hunters. But with all the laws and all of that stuff, it was an issue. So we had to adjust. So we became armed security guards. We started our own armed security business. And we didn't make any money. Flat out, we didn't make any money. We didn't really know what we were doing when it comes to marketing and sales. You know, we was going around to all the businesses we would check Crime Stoppers, see who'd been getting robbed and things like that. And we'd go to all the businesses from Killeen, Texas to Waco. We probably went to every single hotel. We went to all the liquor stores. We found all the apartment complexes and apartments where they had a lot of crime. And we went to all of those places. And every single one of them told us no. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't give up. You know what I'm saying? We kept pushing. You know, finally, after about maybe $20,000 that we done spent on training, marketing material, freaking insurance, the manager, we done spent all this money, lost about $20,000. It was June. I remember, because we shut down in July. After a year, we closed down in July. But in June, I sent out... I bought a mailing list from like FedEx. I think it was FedEx. And we mailed it to all the businesses in the Killeen Fort Hood area. Just mailed it out. Telling we do security. In September, we closed down in July. At the end of August, around September, it was a Floyd Mayweather fight and people started hitting us up for security. You know, but we was already closed down. You know, so we're like, we're not really going to do that. But then the second part is, I'm like, man, we shut that down, but the entrepreneur thing, it ain't stopped, you know? So let me find something else to start. So I was doing a fundraiser, and you know, I was doing a fundraiser at the lodge, and someone came in, and she was selling some juices and stuff. I know about the juices, because when I was doing jiu-jitsu, you know, we used to use some of these fruits. So I said, okay, boom. So we started talking. And then I said, she was like, well, you can sell this and make money. I said, well, shoot, there go my next business right there. So I jumped on to the business, and then I went back to the same five people to try to get them to join. You know, none of them really wanted to join, you know, which was understandable because we just lost all this money in this other business. We just lost it. But I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to keep pushing. So I'm pushing. Then one of my boys, finally, he was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to get down with you. So he joins the business just to support. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really want to sell anything or anything like that. He just wanted the support, which was cool. I appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? Once he deployed, his wife started doing it. We making money. We was making our money. You know what I'm saying? We was killing it. You know what I'm saying? Then, freaking, you know, my mother passed away. Then the momentum died down. You know what I'm saying? I slowed down with it a little bit. Momentum died down. So the business, it came to a little standstill and halt. But the whole time I'm thinking... You know what I'm saying? Like, these network marketing companies target black people, you know, and they be having all these black people out there. I mean, not on a racist tip, but I'm just like, this is just my observation. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of us are the owners of any of these businesses. Where's the black owned businesses at? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, I'm not going to sell a product for this company if I can sell for myself. So... I didn't really notice it until I joined like maybe the third network marketing company, because I was doing that one, which was the health and wellness company. Then I joined another one, which was another health and wellness company. And then I joined the credit repair company. You know, so, but the biggest eye opener was actually the credit repair company, because when I sold the products, when I got people signed up for the credit repair, you know, my split was like less than one third of the money. So I'm like, wait a minute, I did all this work to get these people and I'm not really getting paid anything. I'm like, you know what? I'm out. So I had a boy, had a homie that I met at a conference, and he was talking about credit repair. He know how to do credit repair. So he taught me how to do the credit repair. You see? But here's the thing. When I was doing the network marketing company, I didn't just quit the network marketing companies. You see what I'm saying? I went on to find something better to where I could actually own it and put my name to it. You see? So I never gave up on the entrepreneur journey. I just shift focuses. And that's what I want to tell you guys. You may have to shift focus. Don't give up, though. Don't give up on your dream. So I started doing the credit repair. So I've been doing credit repair since, what, 2014? You know what I'm saying? So I've helped out a lot of people. But then I'm like, well, hey, what else can I do? Well, let me sell T-shirts. So the original T-shirt business, I spend maybe $1,000 in getting all my equipment and stuff to sell the T-shirts. I'm making T-shirts, you know? But then I'm like, well, this is a lot of work, you know, making this out the house. You know, there has to be a better way. So I found some companies where they can make the shirts and ship the shirts for you. You know what I'm saying? So you build your business up. You're doing all the marketing, all the advertisement, all the design, and you're doing everything. They're going to actually fulfill the order for you. That's a, okay, cool. Well, let's do that. So I started doing that, and boom, then I'm selling T-shirts. You see, so as you look at my journey, some businesses I made money, some businesses I didn't make money. But one thing I didn't do was give up on the entrepreneurship. We came in then, now let's fast forward to Honest Gains. Honest Gains started off of my core philosophy: find something you like to do and figure out how to get paid. You see what I'm saying? Find something you like to do, find out how to get paid. We was already working out. We was already putting out tips and telling people to all this stuff and teaching people this stuff. We was doing this. So I was like, yo, why not turn this into a business? And that's what we did. We turned it into a business. You know what I'm saying? I went on YouTube, found out how to set up the LLC. I got a tip from someone. They said, veterans, you can set up your business this way and you ain't got to pay all these fees. And we ran with it. I told a bunch of people to do it. Some people did it. Some people didn't. Some people missed it. You know what I'm saying? So we set up our business and we started pushing Honest Gains. Me, the same person when we was in the Thai Security Services, the same person when we shifted to the network marketing. Now we're doing Honest Gains together. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always about the money. It's about the bond that we built through this process. Because every time we come together on the business, we just get better and better and better. He didn't give up. I didn't give up. You know what I'm saying? Some of my homies gave up. Some of them didn't give up. Some of them still talk to me about entrepreneur stuff now. Some of them don't. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the moral of the story is, you know what I'm saying? I've done a lot of businesses throughout this time. I haven't even mentioned them all. But I never gave up on the dream, on the goal. So that's my message for you guys, man. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your goal. Let's get it.